Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
You know, we just want to just encourage you today. We want to be able to talk to you about some positive things that are taking place in China, some other things that are taking place. I know that even Greta and Franklin Graham, they were in an elevator in Hanoi, and we're going to be able to have some footage of that to be able to show you. You know, what would you do if your elevator was about to fall? I think it dropped like six stories suddenly.
Wow.
You know, and but we just want to encourage you today. We want to encourage you to know that, you know, God is on his throne. And he loves you, and he's got a plan for your life, and that that when it looks like it's sometimes that, you know, God does his most awesome work when our back is against the wall.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing what happens like that, you know?
Yeah.
Because what happens when you've done everything you can do, and you just stand, God goes, finally, right?
Yes.
It's like, I'm
okay,
going to do something.
Okay.
And we're really sensing. I remember, you know, Isaiah Kadari that came and some others that we've been talking to and we've been hearing ourselves, we're beginning to see, you know, God prepare for a great outpouring coming to America. I mean, a great one. I was just meditating this morning, John, on some of the things the Lord has shown me, some visions that he's given me, some dreams that he's given to me. But I've just seen these major healings taking place. I mean, legs that were just broken.
Wow.
And God just snapping these legs back in place. It was just a powerful vision that God had shown me. And just big, huge, powerful. We have a miracle working God.
Yes.
You know, and there's nothing too big for our God. And I know that when the VFN Dream Center was first established, you know, in on the Gulf Coast, when God said he wanted us to be on the Gulf Coast, that the first thing the Lord began to show us and speak to me about was, you know, how to position ourselves to be able to receive from God. You know, when you think about, you know, King Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat, a chosen man of God, and he had developed a wrong relationship. And the thing about it, the person he had a relationship with was another king of the Jews. I mean, it was one of God's people. But he was in a place of disobedience and rebellion to God. And so the king of the north met with the king of the south. And with that, you know, a prophet just shows up one day and tells, you know, King Jehoshaphat, he says, listen, you know, you have gotten in a bad covenant with somebody. You made a bad deal with another country. You made a bad deal. You went to the United Nations. You made an agreement you shouldn't have made. You know, you went to some G12 summit and something happened. I mean, God was upset about this relationship that Jehoshaphat, King Jehoshaphat had established, which first of all means it does matter who you marry. It does matter who you get into contractual agreements with. It does matter. It was just politically good at the time. And it's like, if it's displeasing to God, you don't partner with the devil.
No. I think there's a scripture, bad company, right?
Corrupts good character. What makes you think about, you know, I believe it was a frog and a snake?
Yeah.
You know, it was a monkey and a snake. It was a monkey and a snake, and they were at the top of this mountain. And the snake looks over at this monkey. It's a frog and a snake. They're telling me it's a frog and a snake. Thank you. It's a frog and a snake. And so the monkey and the snake, the snake looks at the monkey and he says, you know, I don't have no arms. You know, if you can help me get down from this mountain, you see. Because frogs don't have enough arms to carry a snake. That's why I was lucky.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
Uh-huh.
And so, of course, the monkey goes, okay, I'll help you do that. And I commit. He says, I won't bite you if you do this. And so the monkey gets the snake, carries him all the way down the mountain. At the very time they get to the very bottom of the mountain, the snake just jumps out and bites the monkey. The monkey's shocked and is going, you know, why'd you do that?
What's up with that?
You told me you wouldn't do it. And he's like, you knew I was a snake when you made a deal with me. Right?
That's right.
When you make a deal with the devil, it's not going to, even though he promises you wealth and power and fame, he told Jesus this. He said, if you bow down to me, I'll give you the nations. I'll give you all this stuff. There's always some sort of, you know, gain that he's going to try to offer, but it doesn't end well. You know, it doesn't end well at all. And so Jehoshaphat, you know, he thought, hey, I'm sure he's thinking this is a fellow, you know, Jew, and that he's a king too, and that he's established by God. And but this king's name was Ahab. This king's name was Ahab, And so he said, let's, you know, then he went out and fought some wars together and did some different things. And so all of a sudden a prophet comes up and he tells the king, who was doing what's right before God's eyes, except for this one thing. He says, the Lord is very upset with you because you got in a relationship with another king that you shouldn't. And let me tell you right now, America's in bed with kings that we never even thought we would be in bed with.
That's right.
We're having relationships with kings that hate us, who people who hate us, who hate Israel, and we're building relationships with. What do you think God thinks about that?
Yeah.
And so then, and then he goes, oh, by the way, there's an enemy coming, and they'll be here in about 24 hours, and they're going to kill you. They're like a few moments away. I mean, what do you do with that? So many times we just go, well, I guess I'm just dead. I guess, you know, I've messed up. Mm. You know, that's not the God that we serve. The God that we serve, this is what he began to do. He began to seek the Lord, and he began to cry out for God. And he's like, God, what do we do? And the Lord told him a very specific, he positioned himself to receive from God. And let me tell you something. If you haven't begun to abide right now, you need to begin to abide with the Lord. It's so simple to do, but it's powerful. It's spending time with God. And if you don't have a plan to do that, we have a simple plan for you. It's a free plan. Just go to iabide.org. It's iabide.org and get your plan. Know this, that he positioned himself to be able to receive from God. And when he did, God spoke to him. And this is what God told him. This is what I want you to do. I want you to go to confront this enemy. I want you to go out and face this enemy tomorrow. I mean, think about that. Okay, you're going to be destroyed. God's disappointed in you. You made a bad relationship. You shouldn't have been in agreement with this particular country that was coming against God's plans.
Mm-hmm.
But he repented. He said, God, you know, you'd forgive us. He said, but I want you to go out and face him. This is so important when you think about King David. King David went out and faced Goliath. God's not going to be move on our behalf if we're just cowards. And based on what I've read, you know, and this is a shocker if you haven't read this or not, but you can read this, read Revelation, the last chapter, couple chapters. He says, cowards will not even enter into the kingdom of God.
Yeah.
How many messages that are being taught today that basically it's cool to be a coward?
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, you literally, and so he had to go out to hear God. This is what we got to do. We got to stand up today, abide with God, position ourselves to receive from him. Then God's going to give us a plan, but it's always going to end up this way. You're going to have to stand up for me.
Mm.
You're going to have to stand up for what I say. You're going to have to stand up. You're not going to be able to be in some cave somewhere and think that all of a sudden, you know, God's going to deliver you and say, come out of the cave. Now everything's fine, because God holds the king's hands and his heart's in his hand. I mean, he's aware of what's going on. You know, God's allowing these storms to be fashioned. Mm. And so you're going to have to go out and face your enemy. And so he said, this is what we're going to do. We're going to go out tomorrow. We're going to march out, and we're going to face our enemy, and we're going to begin to worship God and thank him for the victory, because the Lord says the battle is his and the victory is ours.
Mm-hmm.
This is the God that we serve. Right now, I mean, you're probably thinking, how am I going to get through this situation? Maybe it's a relational thing. Maybe it's a business thing. I mean, you've struggled in your business, and you're thinking they're giving you notices, and things are about to be shut off, and you're thinking, how am I going to get through this business situation? Maybe it is in regards to, you know, you're looking at your state and your nation and what's going on right now. But let me tell you something. If you'll position yourself to receive from God, God will show you, listen, I'll deliver you from this, but all you got to do is give me the credit for it. You got to let everybody know that this is me. And if you'll do that, if you'll go out and face this thing in faith in me, I'll move that mountain. You can speak to that mountain, I'll move it. And so he says, we're going to go out just going, because God said that the battle is his, the victory is ours. And right now, even over America, and this is what I just speak prophetically over the nation and say, listen, we got to rise up and realize that if we'll humble ourselves and pray and turn from our wicked ways, position ourselves to receive from him, he'll give us a spiritual battle plan that when we march out against the enemy, we stand up against the enemy, this is what happened. This is what will happen with America, that when he began to march out and they were singing praises to God going, you know, we've already won. You know, God said he's given them, the battle's his. We're not going to fight this battle. And when he comes over the hill, get this, when he comes over the hill, and imagine, I mean, the enemy's coming to destroy you. And you know, all those people that just love to tell you, oh, by the way, if you didn't hear it yet, I saw it. So-and-so just told me they're going to come and kill you tomorrow. I mean, they always think you're doing you a favor. Oh, by the way, your life's over as you know it. Yeah. You know, all those wonderful.
Help you or anything, but, you know, it's over.
And there's so many forms of communication today. They're like, you know, hey, I couldn't get through you on the email, couldn't get you on the phone, couldn't text you and everything like that, but so I just drove over. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
There's all kinds of ways for the adversary.
And you're leaving?
Yeah, right. And so And so here he is marching out, and he has to be willing, like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, to die for the cause of what God has said. But he just said he believed God. God said, I'm going to deal with the battle. I'm going to deal with this issue, but you got to start thanking me for the victory now. That's what he said. And so they're playing music, just going, the music and the confession contradicts the reality in the natural sense, but God delivered them already in the spiritual sense. And all of a sudden, when they start marching over the crest, over the mountain, and they start looking on the other side, what they saw was their enemy was laid waste. The enemy that was going to destroy them, God destroyed the enemy. That is so important to understand, because why is this storm being fashioned? What's going on? Because we need to be like Jehoshaphat. We need to say, we've made some bad agreements. We made some bad covenants. We entered in agreement with countries that hate you, God, that hate Israel, that hate your church, and we are sorry for that. We repent for that. And we need to ask his forgiveness, and then we need to humble ourselves and wait for the strategy and what he tells us to do. And then in unity, we need to march out in victory and watch God destroy the ones that are trying to destroy his people. This is the awesome God that we serve. Great days are ahead. The best days the church has ever seen is ahead. You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.